think we're saying we'd be at no longer serious.
So, Parasite, what's your favorite meme? Deploy. INJ is saying deploy. Yes, this is very funny. I won't play it now. It's this Mexican guy talking about deploying to production. You have to watch it. Evil Bob is saying, today my favorite is Minimal. Yes, and mine is Lamanim. The Amsterdam flight version. But it's just reverse Minimal. Parasite has... I think Parasite's meme is easy. It's his name. Joshua is saying Mac Pro. Yes. I can't remember its name, SRF. Yes, there are Mammy memes. Okay, thank you very much. So, why are you at Bitreich? Why are you at Bitreich? Anna, please say, why are you at Bitreich?
Why are you at Bitreich?
ADC is saying, friendly and clever people. Thank you very much. Also fun. Those are facts tonight. IDC, I think when we use this Mumble stuff, then we can easily add some sound effects, because sound effects would be just people on the channel sending them, so some bot can easily add them. This is good to consider. Nice idea. SRF is saying, it's like drug smuggling. Yes, we do cheese smuggling. We don't do drug smuggling at Bitreich. Abel Bob is saying he has nothing better to do. Then you have a really boring life. SRF is posting his favorite meme, Mexican. Mexican record, yeah. Some corn potato thing is put on a record and played. So, why do you keep coming back to Bitreich? I think it's the same. Parasite saying acceptance. But I think it's the same. ADC saying feeds Opa memes. Cork. I think there are many reasons. And you consider what's first now in your brain. But there are many reasons, depending on which day. So, the plans for the future. What are your plans for Bitreich? I can tell my plans. It's just keeping the thing running. That's the first goal. So we have this environment, this community running, keep the conferences, keep the fun, of course, keep the software as it is, and not go for some big hype. So we have to rechange the whole company, make a new brand. That's what I don't want to do. It's like your youth club in your local town, which doesn't change too much, but it is fun to go there, no matter when you come. The advantage for us is this youth club is always up with someone, and there's always someone, and they don't go away for work or leave town. That's my goal for Bitrise. I guess every one of you has different goals. Maybe you want to post them. So, do you have any project ideas? I think they won't come up now. They come up when there's actually a practical need for something. Or do you have anything which Bitrise should do, which we need? INJ is saying, like opening ad, I came here and haven't been able to find my way out. Oh, INJ, I won't tell you how you leave, okay? BTV, ADC said, but you may find that your MPV cache grows with time. Mine was 96 seconds without realizing. Changing the playback speed to helped. Press once. Yes, I have to fix this with the mumble thing. Pushing go for support at my play, sometimes just enabling parasite style. Joshua wants to push more go for support. Thank you very much. Yeah, that parasite gave us good ideas how to easily push this somewhere, because we only need to add some go for s string or go for string when there's curl available. Bitrise EV, you mean Tesla? Yeah, but electric vehicle. Well, hardware is the big problem of not being able to share it over internet so easily. But you already got a PinePhone, so the electronic DV, so Bitrise ED, is already happening at your home. Do you use Bitrise services daily, weekly? Of course, people on the IRC use it daily. Well, I think some more. Okay, thank you very much. This was just a talk about reconsideration. So we can reconsider what we're here for, what we should do, because most of the stuff was I mean, Sunday is a bit of a low intellectual day where we shouldn't consider some strange topics, because if we already did it the whole week. So let's pray together. Thank you. Amen. Yes, amen. This Sunday prayer on Bitrage. Please widen. Yes. But actually, we did all the modifications good on the yesterday's talk on Anna. I still have to look at all of them. Good. Let's go to the manifesto discussion. So let's go. Our Bitrage manifesto states the inevitability of change. These principles can change based on the consent of the Bitrage elite. Well, not just the elite. First, we discuss everything openly. Only if we get too big, we need to require some elite. So what will we discuss? The last 10 years have shown that corporations or projects, by growing, change their mindset and thinking. This can be especially seen in Mozilla as a prototype. Mozilla, Google, Facebook, they all hate their users and only seek to profit, losing all the principles they started with. We should add something against it into the Bitrage manifesto to show readers how not to behave. Our manifesto is designed to be a guideline with principles that are the essence of how the world should be. So I'm proposing, after freedom of language should be introduced, do not hate your user base. Corporations start to hate their users, sell their data, reduce features to make profit. Projects adhering to the Bitrage principles do not follow this. Please discuss. Why it's written that way, because it's always so people know in context why it's standing there, but I think people need to be reminded, even if the principles of Bitrage already tell you not to hate them because you're nice because of principles, explicitly, do not hate your users. What do you think of this? Should we add it or shouldn't we add it? I will follow the democratic vote of all people at the conference. Any comments? If not, then we will go the democratic way of just adopting it. So who is for it? Me? Yes. Who is against it? No one. Who is not voting? Everyone else? Okay, it's adopted. Bitrage parliamentarism. No, no, we don't do that way. What do you people think of it? Are you doing slides? Yes, I'm doing slides. Yeah. You should see this. I and Jay. You should be logged in and see it. I'm logged in. I see a blank screen. No, you shouldn't see a blank screen. You should see my slides because I'm already changing around and there's this. I see slides. Yes, I see slides too. I don't know, it's there. I'm switching slides so you see a refresh too. And it's a standard connection. I mean, I can reconnect my visitor screen too. SSH visitor at Bitrage. So let's move around. Yes, there's the slides. I see them. No, no, I don't know. Ah, it's working now. Maybe it was your free air internet connection. The sun was too hot. Your data packets got too hot. Hot data packets now available at Bitrage. So no comments. I think it's good. It adds to the new historical development of corporations. And we have to clearly state that they hate their users. They will never admit it that they hate them, but what they do actually shows us that they hate them. Like, for example, Wikipedia, they take the donations and you get back what you edit on your own, nothing else. No, Evil Bob, Evil Bob is saying, I don't know, it's sort of common sense, but maybe not common nowadays, I think. Yes, that's the thing about realities. For example, our reality is the manifesto, but if new people come here, people who are only educated on the web, it's more about showing them something obvious, something that should be something that should be or showing them a different world view, like GoForce. Yes, or telemetry and so on. That's a user base hate. There shouldn't be any user base hate. INJ is voting for it already. That's why I want to remind them. So it's more common. It's not like do not add telemetry, do not do that, do not do this, because it's more like do not hate your users, and then you can easily add this, because you shouldn't hate people. Hate is not nothing good. But do not hate your users also shows you someone hates p users. Yes, they do hate users because of that and that. And then you start a discussion. So when you point someone having some problem, look at the Bitrash manifesto, and then you can tell them, look at this paragraph. We hate our users. We shouldn't do that. We should follow the Bitrash manifesto. That makes it easier. I know it's obvious, but you have to add sometimes some like make files. It's not obvious anymore to add a make file, a simple make file to compile something. That's why we have it in the manifesto. Or that there should be a man page. For us, it's obvious that there should be a man page because it's the first thing we look at. But many people don't look at man pages. They never learned how to use man pages. But they should know about this beauty of man pages. As I was saying, I see dead people. Please turn on off the TV. Your TV propaganda of Erdogan is making your brain liquid. Because I don't see dead people. I see beautiful nature and clouds and the summer. That's what I see. Okay, no more discussion. Let's vote. INJ already voted for it. I will vote for it. So do the same like INJ. Please raise your hand if you vote for that. Damn nature, you scary. Linguistics is saying user agnostic. Well, we already have so many user principles. Because user agnostic is close to consumerism. That's what we want to avoid. We want to avoid consumerism. We want to users to become programmers. And that way, you reduce the development efforts and have better quality. Parasite is voting for it. Course, I vote for it. Then we have ADC voting for it. So we already have a good majority. Anyone is against it? Let's ask that way. Who's against it? So we have a common opinion. Anyone against adding this? Evil Bob, maybe? You're evil? Bob, Bob, Bob. No. So I will edit. No, he's not forced to vote. But then he's neutral. So, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 people voting for it. And ADC is a member, Parasite is a member, I'm a member, INJ is no member, but we have 3 members already voting for it. Other members are not active here. So I think we voted for it. Okay? Thank you. Yes. No. So thanks for everyone participating. I want to make it a bit democratic what we do, so I don't mind evil, so you're neutral. Okay. But my most important thing is that there's no one against it or has something why it shouldn't be in the manifesto. That's what we have to exclude. So thank you for everyone for participating. This is the kind of democracy we want to have here. Like, we have a big council, but we first try to solve everything in the community and only use the council as last resort. That's what I stand for. So vote for me, 2021, in the presidential election. No. Thank you. And now that we have discussed the manifesto, I will add it to the manifesto. I think I have delay. Yes, there's a delay. SRF, look at it. It's one. You have to increase the speed. I have to fix this for the next thing. It's some bug in this translation. So now that we come to the last presentation. Very good. We were faster than expected with the manifesto. Cat point. Iron Che, do you see the slides? Do you see the slides? Yes, you should see them. It's the same console. Closing. First, we look at the statistics. So these were made right before that. Look at this. So on Monday, we had radio listeners of 90. Then the biggest listener count was on Tuesday with 21. That's, I think we had 18 last year. So it's improving. Then we had 19, 17. Saturday was less people. Maybe it was because of the topics. And today it's at 10 people. So I guess it's more about which topic is talked about, what day of is. And for example, we had sunny Saturdays, we had football games, everything like that. So I think it depends on that. So slide views, it's a bit like that. On Monday we had really many slide views, then like 18. So considering this radio listener things, you also have to say that there are a recording streams. So it's like 18 people who have come to the conference. Very good. We are not alone. There are also people who are not on the channel who are coming to the conference. Then, recordings. Actually, this was an old thing. All haven't been uploaded for now, but thanks to ADC, I guess we will have the recordings uploaded very soon. But all the Markdown slides, they are all online. Slides are online. Thanks to all people who help us, who are helping on the IRC channels, on making the technology available, like people who install packages when I just ask them because I don't have the time because of work or something. Thank you very much. Thanks to all the speakers for providing the slides, for talking, for speaking, for using your free time to present something to people. Because you also have to say as speakers, of course this will be reread. People will read the recordings when I post this because they couldn't come to the conference. But I don't have any statistics about it. You only will hear about it when people talk about what nice stuff was talked about. But that's also the only thing which you remind of any other conference. You don't remind, oh, on day two of some conference in 2017, this guy talked about this. No, you're remembering this guy talking about this topic, about this, and this is the fact I remind myself. that's what stays in your mind. I, for example, can't remind all the conference I have been to. I also just take the new information and don't remember the whole topic and the whole talk. Yeah, I see the slides. Then t-shirts. This year, of course, much changed. We had the weekly new format, and I don't want to send t-shirts. I want to send something else. Everyone should be a bit reich. See the slide? So instead of wasting money on some slave in India, I'm buying some bits for you. And everyone who's sending me an address to 20h@r36.net will get the Bitreich. Those are some nutrients for your animals. And of course Odin will get his because he won, and all the people who participated in the ad sports will get some. So maybe you'll find some animal in need who requires some nice hibiscus food. Reducing the bus factor, this is what I already talked about. The more conferences we have, the more people we have working on it. We have to reduce or increase the number of people we depend on to make this all of this running. Because I'm also, after some conferences, I'm bit annoyed sometimes that I have to hold so many presentations, but over time more and more people hold presentations on their own. Like this year we had a whole day of presentations where I didn't hold any presentation, so I could sit in the background, prepare the infrastructure, prepare for the next days and just listen. This was very nice, and I hope we can have more people speaking, because we have a huge number of speakers who come back and hold another presentation. But it must be easy and it must be fun, because otherwise you wouldn't come back and hold a presentation about a different topic again at the same conference format. Can't be that bad. So Lena has already posted this today, that by speaking at the conference improved her English. Yes, it does. First, I can remember, Solane, when you had your first presentation, you said, oh, I don't like to speak online, I don't want this. Then we told you, no, Solane, just hold the presentation. Then we listened to your first presentation. It was French English, yes, but the French accent is not that bad when you speak slowly. The thing is slowly. If you speak fast French English, no one understands you. It's like Spanish. The Spanish English fast spoken is not really easy to understand, but speak slowly and people will follow you, because everyone knows holding a presentation, using your mic, taking your time, this deserves respect just by being there. So we don't want to bite you or kill you or eat you. We want to know what you want to present to us. This is no exam. This is for giving something back to the community. Then, of course, Joshua helped out with the logs. Parasite helps out with the music, and he installed something on the server. IADC is doing the cutting. Many people helped. Catalas, thank you for having the ad conference prepared. Thank you. So we have to spread out the work to more people so we can reuse this and have a bigger conference with people using less of their free time and having more fun and easier coming back. Super spreader. Yes, things have to be spread on French pain. Give me your French pain. So we have to thank Solen, thank you very much. Odin, thank you very much. Parasite, ADC, Catullus, Bob, our first time speaker. Yes, thank you. Linguistics, and me, yeah. Joshua, all people asking questions, all people listening and viewing, all people supporting Betrayish all year long. Did I forget anyone? I guess I forgot some people, but thank you, thank you, thank you. It's your free time. We appreciate it. So, let's come to the surprise. Where will BitreichCon 2022 happen? Of course, depending on the pandemic and depending on the hygienics, on people, if people are vaccinated. So people, please get all vaccinated. This will really reduce the efforts for any conference organization in a bad latency. I am sure I do have bad latency, but yeah, but if I see English telephone cabling, I know why you have a bad latency. So BitreichCon 2022 will happen in Belgrade, Serbia. Why is that? We first had Amsterdam, but this depended on where Parasite is living. And now, this year, I asked Parasite again, are you willing to host BitreichCon again? Yes, but not in Amsterdam. I'm not living there. So I asked, where do you live? I live in Belgrade, in Serbia. This is also a really nice city. They have airports. They have good ways to get there. It's also in the center of Europe. And it's cheaper. So thank you, Parasite, for offering this. Of course, it depends on where things are going. Nice. I'll be able to. Sorry if I don't understand. So, it's nice people there in Serbia. They are peaceful. If you're nice to them, of course, you know, don't be an American tourist. Be a human. And you can get there, like, for example, even Bob, you can easily fly there. They have an airport. You have train stations. They have good train connections too, because of the center of Europe. SRFH, you can get there from Turkey easily. Driving there, I mean, for tourists, there are good roads, but I would fly there, and there are other ways too. Like, you could use the river too. Yes, you can. From Vienna, you should be able to use a boat. So, now the questions. When will it happen? I think we will do the same like this year. We will vote on it. And then, of course, I have to ask Parasite, when do you have time? When it's best for you? When you have free time? Or if something is in your way of your life? Of course, we can't do it. But I think we are flexible there. How long will it take? Plan this one weekend. But maybe, because I think the format of 1 week wasn't that bad. We could do like the ad sports 1 week ahead or something. Or we could do some talks. So the whole day is more, it's more like the meeting is more like we meet each other and don't sit there for 5 to 6 hours and get bored after 2 hours. That's not my goal. It's more like every day we have some topic. So maybe my first thing I came up was as a mix. So we have like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then we have 2 days of traveling to Belgrade. Then we are in Belgrade, have 2 days of conference, and then we travel back. That was my first proposal. Maybe someone will comment on it, I see. So we have like 2 days where we already talked about something. Then we think about it, and then in real life, we talk about it again. Just as an idea. Will there be conference fees? I do not want any conference fees. We are cutting costs by having good and easy-to-use technology. And by being that way, you can host a BitreichCon conference in any McDonald's in the world. You just go to your nearest McDonald's in America. Put on your Wi-Fi and a microphone and you can host a Bitrage conference. It's so easy. People just log into our servers. We have people, I think this week someone from South America was watching us and listening to us. It's possible. And it's easy. Will there be fun? Of course. The end. Have fun. See you next year. And on IRC. And now after this, the con party can begin. So, Parasite, are you ready to take over? A few minutes. Okay, a few minutes. So I will use this. Thanks for the great conference. Yes, Bitrage party. Let's see. Sometimes it's slow at loading. I guess it's a big meme. So, Parasite is preparing the music. I'll get you too. Thank you, Parasite. So, I'm going out. So, Parasite can go take over. Let's see, I have to close everything according to the new setup. First I'm closing the... Where is it? There it is. I'm closing the Mumble to Icecast and then we have the Bitrush.
When I was 15, 16, when I really started to play guitar, I definitely wanted to become a musician. It was almost impossible because the dream was so big that I didn't see any chance because I was living in a little town, was studying, and when I finally broke away from school and became a musician, I thought, well, now I may have a little bit of a chance. Because all I really wanted to do is music, and not only play music, but compose music. At that time in Germany, in 69, 70, they had already discotheques. So I would take my car, would go to a discotheque, sing maybe 30 minutes. I think I had about 7-8 songs. I would partially sleep in the car because I didn't want to drive home. And that helped me for about almost 2 years to survive in the beginning. I wanted to do an album with the sounds of the 50s, the sounds of the 60s, of the 70s, and then have a sound of the future. And I said, wait a second, I know the synthesizer. Why don't I use the synthesizer, which is the sound of the future? And I didn't have any idea what to do, but I knew I needed a click. So we put a click on the 24 track, which then was synced to the Moog modular. I knew that could be a sound of the future, but I didn't realize how much the impact would be. My name is Giovanni Giorgio, but everybody calls me Giorgio.